Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, December 26th, 2021. Now, all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network pray that you have had a beautiful and blessed Christmas Day, and we are just so glad that you are all here with us this morning. And I am the woman of God of this assembly, Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I am so blessed to be joined by some of the anointed servant leaders of the Spirit Alive family in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and I'd like to say a very special good morning, hallelujah, to our friends and family that are listening all over the world. And at this time, I'm going to ask my lovely sister, Minister Tina, to come forth and open this praise party with prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, just praising you and worshiping you for another beautiful day you have made for us to be able to glorify you, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ's birth. We want to thank you for a beautiful Son that you've given us so that we could be forgiven of our sins, Heavenly Father. I pray that those who are listening today be touched by the message that will be given by the messenger today, Heavenly Father. Open their hearts and their minds so they can receive the message about you and your Son, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for this beautiful day and for all of those listening around the world. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
Glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every week, we ask the beautiful mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth and read to us from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And I want you to pay a special attention as Mother Mitchell reads, because she reads with such conviction that if you truly take the time to listen, you will have no choice but to be blessed. So at this time, please give your undivided attention to my mom, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Amen and glory to God. Good morning, everyone. Whether you're near or far, I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading this morning is entitled Safe Under God's Wings. We're looking at Psalms 91, verse 4, which reads, He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Now, there was a farmer walked around his farm to take stock of his losses after a fire had destroyed it. When he came to the chicken coop, he noticed the charred carcass of a mother hen. He used his foot to turn the carcass over, and to his surprise, live chicks ran out from under it. The mother hen had died protecting her chicks from the fire. In the Bible, wings speak of protection. David said to God, hide me under the shadow of your wings. You can read that in Psalm 17, verse 8. Jesus himself offered protection to the Jewish nation when he said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. Take a look at Luke 13:34. He wanted to gather the children of Israel under his wings to protect them, but they were not willing. That was why he wept over Jerusalem. He literally shed tears because he saw the destruction that would come upon his people. He saw the Roman siege of Jerusalem in AD 70, when the Romans burnt the city and holy temple, slaughtered many, took some captive, and sold others as slaves. Read more about that in Luke 19:41-44. I believe that he also saw the Holocaust of World War II, which resulted in the extermination of 6 million Jews. For us, because we have not rejected Jesus, but have received him as our Savior, we have his protection, especially in these times of deadly pestilence, natural catastrophes, and terror attacks. Like the mother hen who spread her wings and died protecting her chicks, Jesus spread his wings of love and died on the cross for us. And after he had died to save us, he rose again and lives today to make sure that we are well taken care of. Beloved, see yourself under the wings of your Savior, who has promised you this in his word. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day, in these times of deadly pestilence, natural catastrophes, and terrorist attacks, see yourself protected wings of your Savior. Amen and glory to God.
working for my good. Yeah, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
He's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working
for my good.
He's intentional. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, 'cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, 'cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is the time when we just come together as a family to stand in the gap. This is the time that we pray for our unsaved loved ones and friends and co-workers. This is the time that we take the issues of our heart to the Lord, because here at the Spirit Alive Network, we believe that prayer changes things. When we pray here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move. Hallelujah. We pray trusting that God will make it all right. So if you would please bow your hearts with me this morning as we go to the Lord. Oh, Most High, we come humbly come before your throne of grace this morning, just thanking you for yet another day. Father God, we thank you that we live, we move, and we have our very being in you. Lord God, we thank you for being Abba, Father, the Alpha, the Omega, the Great I Am. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you. So on this morning, before we ask anything, we come asking that first you search us. And if, Lord, there is anything that we have done, thought, said, unrepented sin that we are harboring, Lord, I pray that you just forgive us. Hallelujah. Cleanse us of our unrighteousness so that we might walk worthy of the vocation to which we have been called. Now, Lord, we come this morning. We're lifting up the sick and the afflicted in mind, in body, spirit. Because, Lord God, we know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator, and you are the divine physician that has never lost a patient. So, Lord, we just praise you because we know that even as we pray, you are healing. We know, Lord God, that even as we trust, Lord, someone is healed. Someone is being restored. Someone, Father God, is praising your holy name because they know of the great physician of which we pray to, that we pray to this morning. So, Lord, I pray that you, we pray against that, those spirits of mental illness. We pray against those, that spirit of fear, Lord God. We pray against all negative spirits that come against your people, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you would just cover us. We plead the blood of Jesus over your people, Lord, as we go about our day. Father God, we come praying to you this morning, Jehovah Jireh, our real and only provider. Lord God, we know that the world would tell us that we need this and we need that. But Lord, all we need is you this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because with you all things are possible. Hallelujah. With you, nothing can, nothing escapes you. Hallelujah. So Lord God, we just come praising you this morning for being our source. Hallelujah. For being our resource. And, Lord, we just praise you that no matter where we are or what we ask, if we believe in your holy name, we know it's done. We know that you own all the cattle on the hills. We know, Lord, that the world and the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And, Lord, we are just rejoicing in that knowledge that we belong to Elohim, creator of all things. Hallelujah, God, we praise you this morning for being Jehovah Sabaoth. Hallelujah, when you show up on the scene, you bring a host. Hallelujah. Heavenly host. So, Lord, we're thanking you this morning for being our problem solver. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for being our avenger. We thank you, Father God, for being our victory. We praise you and magnify you, Father God, because you and you alone are our great protector. No vaccine can protect us more than you can, Lord. No booster shot can protect us more than you can, Father God. Hallelujah. We know, Lord, that if we place our whole being in your hands, we are whole. We lack nothing. We are victorious. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that knowledge this morning. Lord, we come praying for those that are feeling depressed and as though they are less. We're praying for the discouraged, the displaced, Lord God, whether by natural disaster or homelessness, Father God. We know that you sit high and you look low and you see it all. Nothing escapes your attention, Lord. So today, Lord God, we pray that someone will see you in the faces of passerbyers. Someone will see you in the kindness that is extended to them from others. Someone will see you, Father God, as someone smiles at them and extends a helping hand.
Yeah.
Lord, use us. Use us, Father God. We send us, we'll go. Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless us as we go out all over the airwaves, all over this world. Father, I thank you for this anointed ministry. I thank you, Father God, that each and every Sunday I can come together with a group of believers, Lord God, that are not doing it for form or fashion, that is not doing it for vainglory, but they're doing it for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. It's such so refreshing,
Lord,
God, to come together with people that truly just love you and want to serve you, Lord, and want your will to be done, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. Lord God, we just want to praise you this morning.
My Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you,
we
Jesus.
Know there is none like you, Father God. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fret because the best is yet to come. You told us in our holy, your holy word that our latter will be greater than all the rest. And Lord, you've been so good to us already. If you never do another thing, Lord, we want to tell you this morning we love you and you have done more than enough. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we just bow our hearts to you. We bow our knees to you, Lord God. We thank you for being our anchor in the storms of life, Lord God. We thank you that when the trials and the tempest and the storms roll and blow, you right there in the boat with us, oh God. You're right there speaking, peace be still over this situation.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we want to thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord God, we want to thank you that in the midst of chaos, confusion, we still have peace.
Yes.
We want to thank you, Lord, amidst the complaints and the grumbling and the mumbling, Lord God, we still have joy. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your joy this morning. We thank you for your peace, your grace, your mercy. Oh, hallelujah, God. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. Lord, I want to ask your continued blessings upon each and every ministry that truly stands and represents you this morning. Lord, I pray that your holy word will go forth in a way that the people of God will not only hear it, but they will receive it and they will apply it to their daily lives so that they can live an abundant life, Father God, right now.
Yes.
It's time for us as your people, Lord God, to wake up and really show people what living an abundant life in you means right now.
Praise God.
Yes.
You died so we can have an abundant life right now. So, Lord God, I pray that you would just, hallelujah, speak to the hearts and minds of your people. Lord, I pray that their trust and their faith will be strengthened. Because, Lord, we know that faith and trust are two different things. We believe in you, God, and we trust you to do exactly what you say you're going to do. Hallelujah. We just come thanking you for the opportunity to worship you, Lord. To pray for our babies this morning, Lord. We pray against those that prey on our children. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray against that spirit of rebellion, that spirit of I already know it all, that spirit of I can do it on my own, Lord God, when we can't do nothing without you. Lord, I pray for the parents.
Thank you.
I pray, Lord God, that they would recognize what a gift having children is. I pray, Lord God, that they would really train up their children in the way that they should go, not just by their words, Lord, but by the way they live their lives. Kids do not do what we say. They live what we do. So, Lord, I just pray this morning that not only that we give you the lip service, but we give you the actual service to back that up.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray for those traffickers. I pray for those abusers. I pray for those that are being abused this morning.
Yes.
Because, Lord, we know all you have to do is speak a word. And it's done. Lord, we pray that we pray for our enemies this morning. Because, Father God, we want them to come to know you in the pardon of their sin so they will no longer have to be our enemies. Lord, we want them to know your joy and peace, your love, your unconditional love, your grace and your mercy. We want them to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. We want them to know your benefits. We want them to know how awesome you are. We want them to know that you are truly great and you're worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Lord, we just come praying for marriages this morning. The enemy is trying to tear asunder the family unit. But, Lord, I pray for resiliency. I pray for understanding. I'm speaking, hallelujah, camaraderie. I'm speaking, Father God, over these families this morning. Provide their needs, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them reason together, Father God. Let them come together, Father God, as a unit and not a bunch of individuals living under one household. Lord God, I come praying for the government this morning because you know yourself, Lord, they sure need some prayer. Lord God, we know that the government sit on you, up on your shoulders. And we praise you this morning that we know that. And we know that nothing escapes you. And we know that you are not a respecter of persons. You don't care about Democrat, Republican, Independent, or so whatever. All you care about is are we living your word?
Amen.
Lord, I pray that all of those that profess to know you in the White House, in every Congress, in every city council, in every place of legislature that profess to know you, Lord God, we pray that they begin to operate like they know you.
Yes.
Lord, let us be truly, let the United States truly be a country that's for all the people. And not just let that be a rhetoric, a piece of rhetoric, a cliche that we like to throw around that has no meaning.
Yes.
Lord, I come this morning praying for those that are bereaved. Lord, we know that you said in your holy word, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And that's not just, and Lord, as you're comforting them, we pray that you would speak to their hearts, their minds, their spirits. Lord, that you would not allow the enemy to overtake them with depression or suicidal notions or anything, Father God. Help to keep them strong, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch them in their loneliness. Touch them in their brokenness, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. Set them up on a high place. Place them under your pinion, Father God, because they need your love and your care right now. When the words of man fail, Father God, you never fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just pray this morning. We're praying for those, our elders, Lord, those that might be in homes by themselves, those that don't have loved ones to come visit. We pray, Lord God, that we, the church, will wake up and go see about them. Just because they're out of sight does not mean they're out of mind, especially with you.
Glory to God.
Lord, let us be about caring for our elders, loving on them, honoring them as you have commanded us to do, oh God.
Thank you.
Let us be a service to our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Let us speak love. Let us speak life. Let us speak prosperity over our brothers and sisters all over this world. And Lord, I've come praying, hallelujah, for the anointed servant leaders of Spirit Alive. Lord, I want to thank you for each and every one of them that you have sent because, Lord God, it was you and you alone that has sent them. I thank you, Lord, for every anointed servant leader in this house. I want to thank you, my Lord and my God, for Apostle Jay Leon and for Evangelist Kathy. I want to thank you, Lord, for all the visiting clergy. I want to thank you for Evangelist Michelle and for Mother Mitchell and for Apostle Zeta and for Minister Tina. I want to thank you, Lord God, for their faithfulness. I want to thank you, Lord God, for their determination. I want to thank you, Father God, that you are using them as a living example of who you are. So, Lord, I pray that you continue to bless each and every one of them individually and collectively. Bless their ministries, oh God, because they all have one. Hallelujah. Provide their every need, Lord God. Heal them in mind, body, and spirit, oh God. Keep them strong so they can continue to do the work of the kingdom so, hallelujah, effectively. Lord, I just come praying and thanking you for just allowing me to be your humble servant this morning. I want to praise you, Father God, that through everything, Lord, you keep me, you comfort me, you counsel me, God. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you. And Lord, as we go into a new year, Lord, hallelujah, let us walk into the new year with wisdom. Let us walk into the new year with expectancy. Let us walk into the new year with you, Father God. Let us walk into the new year, Lord God, determined that we are going to make a difference.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I just pray for your people all over this world, for those who are oppressed by their government. You are the lifter of their heads, Lord, and we know that you will do it because you said so in your holy word. Lord, for those that are living in places where the conditions are deplorable, Lord God, we know that you see it, and we know that you have the power to change it. But, Father, we come telling you this morning that as we pray, even if our eyes don't see change, we know that you're changing things.
It's changing. Yes.
Lord, even if we don't feel like you're moving, we know you're moving, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Lord,
thanks,
we just
God.
Pray that you continue to give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to serve.
Yes.
Thank
in you. All that we do.
Yes.
And we will be so careful, God, to give all of the glory to you. Because,
yes.
Lord, without you, we are nothing. Lord God, without you, we can do nothing. And, Lord, we just want you to be known all over the world for the wonderful, loving God, huh, that you are. So, Father,
yes.
We just pray that you continue to bless us, keep us as only you can. It is in your righteous, holy, undisputable beautiful name, I do pray. Amen.
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 Yes.
Come on, use your key. Use your key. Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timothy. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
I said there is power,
there is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain. Break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm.
There is power
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. That's the beautiful psalmist, Tasha Cobb Leonard, singing Break Every Chain. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And this morning we are going to call forth one who is truly a servant leader after God's own heart. She is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is a dear friend, counselor, mentor, teacher, and woman of God. So my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles. Get something to write with and to write on, because the banquet feast is about to be spread by your hostess with the mostest, King Jesus and Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I just thank God for all that I have heard this far, the beautiful prayers that have gone forth, and also the music. I was just reflecting on God's goodness even through the songs. Everything Jesus did was intentional. Hallelujah. Intentional, and everything he did was for us, and he did it intentionally. Praise God for it this morning. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank you for the shackles that have been broken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The chains that have fallen. Praise God. And he's even going to do more and more. Praise God. Hallelujah. All we have to do is put our trust in him and have the faith knowing that he can and that he will. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to have a brief word of prayer before I go into it, into the message. Praise God.
Amen.
Father God, I come to you. I come humbly before you, Lord, because you are greater than anything, anyone. And so I know I need you all at all times. And so, Father God, right now at this time, I'm calling on you. I'm calling on Holy Spirit to take charge over me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, theme for this morning's message is we are free in Christ Jesus. Praise God. You know, we really cannot say that we are free if we're not free. If we're not free, we're bound. So I thank God this morning for freedom. I thank him for liberating me. Hallelujah. I thank you for him free. I thank him for freeing me of my sins. Hallelujah. If it had not been for Jesus, I would still be bound. But I thank God for liberty this morning, hallelujah, that I'm free in Christ Jesus, free to serve him, no matter what anybody else thinks or what anyone else says. Praise God. I am free, hallelujah, liberated in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to see that same freedom for my brothers and sisters that are yet in bondage. Hallelujah. Because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But only, praise God, only what God has done, hallelujah, will keep us free, will set us free, will make us free. Hallelujah. And then keep us free and then allow us to help others to become free in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank him for that this morning. I'm going to go into the scripture right now. I'm going to ask you to go to Romans the sixth chapter. Romans, the sixth chapter, and starting with the 18th verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God that I have become a slave to righteousness. When, you know, when we were in our sins, we were slaves to unrighteousness. We were slaves to Satan. But when we come to Christ, it truly makes a difference. We become new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. New in Christ Jesus. A new person. Hallelujah. Because he said all things have become new. That's after we have accepted him. Praise God. So I thank God for the newness. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go to the 18th verse, Romans 6. It says, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. And so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Praise God. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and end everlasting, and the end, excuse me, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all should want eternal life. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, went through a lot so that we could be made free. Hallelujah. So that we could live a cleaned up, righteous life before him and others, that we might be partakers. Hallelujah, of him, praise God, that we may enter, hallelujah, one day, hallelujah, in that place with Jesus Christ and meet him face to place, face to face, hallelujah, in heaven, hallelujah, where he will welcome all of us, hallelujah.
Yes.
So that's what I'm living for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I know that it's worth it all. Hallelujah. And so while we're here, we strive to be more and more like him. Hallelujah. That we might enter the gates. Hallelujah. That we might bring along someone else with us. Hallelujah. Because it's not just about us. Hallelujah. But it's about all of God's people because he died for all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He did it all for us intentionally. Hallelujah. He came to set us free. Glory. Because we all were born in sin and in bondage to sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, before we accepted Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm going to go thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to stay in order here. All right, let's go to Romans 8. I'm going to start with verse 1, Romans 8 and 1, and we're going to read a little further. Romans 8 and 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Fourth verse, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Praise God. So before those of us that are saved, praise God, before we got saved, we were enemies to God. Praise God. But when we took on him, accepted him, hallelujah, that is when we became righteous. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. Yes. Don't you want to please God today? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want to please him in every way that I can. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was resurrected. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, therefore, we shall be also resurrected. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can always come to him, praise God, and cry out to him. Hallelujah, and he will hear us, hallelujah, because he knows us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and because we have accepted him, we know him also, because he lives and he dwells in us, praise God, hallelujah. So I am so thankful to know Jesus Christ. I am so thankful, hallelujah, that he brought me out, hallelujah, out of my sin and shame, praise God. So I'm going to ask you now to go over to chapter 10, still in Romans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read verses 9, I believe, through 10. It says, okay, let's read verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if we can do that, then we are saved. Hallelujah. So I read that because there may be listeners that have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives. Well, it is easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Easy to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So to the unbelievers, it's just that simple. Hallelujah. You can know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins. And that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. That's how we become free. He made us free by what he did on Calvary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we can walk in liberty. We can be free. Hallelujah. Not free to do the things that we wanted to do or did while we were in the flesh. But we can freely do the things that God would have us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna
share a little bit here. God's will for you, for us, was planned in eternity. Before we were even born, God knew who you would be. Hallelujah. He knew where we would live, and he knew what we would look like. And at that time, hallelujah, he established our purpose, our identity, and even our destiny before we were even born. Praise God. Hallelujah. His purpose, praise God, he had a purpose for all of us in mind, and that was to perform his will to advance his kingdom. God knows every thought of our mind, and he knows every desire of our hearts. Satan does not possess any of these characteristics. He would like us to think of him, though, as being a supreme being, which is what he was trying to set out to be, but he is not that. He is a fallen angel. He was cast out of heaven. He is a defeated foe. Hallelujah. We have victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if we have victory in Christ Jesus, then we should be walking in victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are no longer, hallelujah, walking in sin. Hallelujah. Doing the things of the flesh, desiring the things of the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're walking in victory. Hallelujah. When we are set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Satan, when God gives us power, we have power through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have to allow Satan to trample over us. Praise God. In fact, we have power over him. And sometimes, you know, in the body of Christ, we may act like we don't have that power or forget that we have that power, but we have that power. Hallelujah. We can come against his tactics. We can come against his tricks. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Not anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I heard Bishop Charlene mention early in the prayer, we have no reason to fear. Hallelujah. We're walking in freedom. We don't have to fear. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We have, hallelujah, all that we need in Christ Jesus. Everything, hallelujah, that we need is in him. We don't have to fear anything. Thank you, Jesus. We can go to him for everything because he is our all in all. He is everything to us. Praise God. So we can trust him. Hallelujah. We can exercise our faith. We can know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that he cares about us, that he loves us, hallelujah, that he will help us, that he will never, never leave us, hallelujah, nor forsake us. He is with us, hallelujah, in everything that we go through, hallelujah. He is one that knows grief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he is our hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Through our grief. Hallelujah. Through our pain, he is our healer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we're totally down and out, he is our miracle worker. Hallelujah. He is our breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can go to him for anything. So it behooves us to know him. It behooves us to be saved, to desire to be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To throw it all away. To get rid of everything that's holding us back. Hallelujah. Not holding on to anything. Hallelujah. That would take us back into bondage or to keep us in bondage. Hallelujah. Those that have been set free. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us not to go back into bondage. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there's a backslider listening in today, you can come back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He made a way, praise God, for you to even come back to him. Hallelujah. Repenting, being sorry, hallelujah, for what you have done, being sorry for your sins. Hallelujah. Being sorry for leaving Christ. Hallelujah. And going back into the world. But he's still beckoning, hallelujah, for you to come back. Hallelujah. For the sinner man and woman and child, hallelujah, he's beckoning. Hallelujah. He's knocking at your door. Let him in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that you can be free. Hallelujah. Free of the clutches of Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Free of destruction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Free of shame. Hallelujah. You can be totally free. Hallelujah. I thank God for freedom today. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be free? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it makes a difference when we are free. Hallelujah. When you're free, there are so many things that are open to you. Hallelujah. Yes. Because you are free. Hallelujah. First of all, your mind. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Your mind is clear. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. He didn't give us that. So if you're in fear, living in fear, walking in fear, hallelujah, that is not of God. That is not of God. Come on in and allow him to set you free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave us a sound mind, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. All that he did, he expressed his love for us in everything that he did and what he still does. Hallelujah. He expresses his love to us every day, all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are called to freedom. We're not called to fear. We're called to freedom. Freedom in every way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Where the enemy is holding us back. Hallelujah. We are we are called to this freedom. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus died make us free. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus. We can walk in it. We can walk in freedom. We can walk in victory. Hallelujah. We can know, hallelujah, that we are really set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more we dig in and the more we get into his word, the more of an understanding we have about who he really is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And how much he loves us, how much he cares. He tells us to cast all of our cares upon him.
Upon him.
Hallelujah. Because he cares for you. So if you're feeling stuck today, hallelujah, in sin, in bondage, hallelujah,
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There are so many people that are in bondage, not free, like in prison, even if they're not in a real prison. Hallelujah. They're still in prison. Hallelujah. Because their mind is not set free. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so with that, we pray for those that are yet in bondage, as though we also are, even though we're free. When you're free to do a lot of things. You can pray, hallelujah, for others. We can speak to others. We can let others know about our testimonies and where God brought us from to
yes.
where we are now today. You know, I think that oftentimes those that are free forget about the yoke of bondage that was upon them, upon us. We must remember that many things that we see today, we were caught up in the same situations, but God, hallelujah, hallelujah, but God. He set us free.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, I have a little bit more here to share. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. There's no reason for us to fear. Hallelujah. Some people stay in the situation that they're in because they're afraid. They can't come out of it. Hallelujah. Thank you. But Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whosoever
yeah.
follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can have him to come in and make a difference. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We all, hallelujah, like sheep, have gone astray. Praise God. But God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's never turned his back upon us. He
yes.
never did. He never will. He won't turn
Man.
His back on you. Praise God.
That's right.
So with that, I'm going to go to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Isaiah 53. Okay, I'm going to. I'm going to start with the third verse here. It says, we're speaking of Jesus in this passage. Through Isaiah, the prophet. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Yes.
Surely he has borne our griefs and has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. We are healed. Praise God. Because of what he already did. What he did way back on Calvary. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
He died of a horrible death for us.
Yes.
Praise God. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Still did,
yes.
even though, praise God, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened
uh-huh.
not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about our Savior.
Yeah.
Our Savior. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Yeah.
All of it for us. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth, because he was perfect. But yet he went through all of this. He came down, hallelujah, to be the Son of Man, even though he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. He did all of that. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you see all that he did? Hallelujah. Why? Why wouldn't we turn to our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord? Why wouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Why wouldn't we want to? Why wouldn't we desire, hallelujah, to give it all up for Jesus and to serve him and to be free? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God that I'm free today. I'm free. Praise God. And you know, in this life, we go through a lot of things. We're going to suffer also. Hallelujah. Christ suffered, and we shall also. We'll never, ever, none of us suffer like he did, but we will suffer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But even in our suffering, hallelujah, hallelujah, there is an expiration date. And all that we go through, because he's here to help us through it, hallelujah, to set us free from the things, hallelujah, that Satan tries to keep us in, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In this new year, I want to do more. I want to be better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to exceed, hallelujah, more than I have before, more than last year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to walk in that freedom. Hallelujah. And because he has given me that freedom, hallelujah, I want to make sure that I'm out to set others free, to help others to be free, and to help others to continue to be free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm asking God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I be free. No more holdups. No more roadblocks. No more forks.
Come on.
Hallelujah. No more setbacks. No more hindrances. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I want free courts. Hallelujah. And all that I do for Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want the wilderness times to be over with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We go through the wilderness.
Yeah.
But it was not God's aim for us to stay in the wilderness. Hallelujah.
That's
we
right.
have to come
That's
out.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Lord
you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's a time to come out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Having that desire to want to come through for the glory of God. Hallelujah. I want to come out and come through for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why I desire, hallelujah, to be done with the wilderness. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. and to allow others to know that they don't have to stay in their wilderness places either. Hallelujah. That God will bring you out. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And how much better can you let others know what it's like in the wilderness? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you've been there, when you've been through. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God. I just thank him today. I thank him for freedom. I thank him. He is just so good to us. So good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So you need to taste and see that the Lord is
good. Yeah.
Try him for yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Psalms 34:8. Hallelujah says, taste and see.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord is
you
good.
You
got
to try
yes.
him. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
we can tell you. We can tell you all about him. But it's so much better when you can experience him for yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you can know, hallelujah, that without a shadow of a doubt, that you are free. Because when you look back, hallelujah, just for a little bit, you can see how God makes the difference in your life.
Hallelujah.
When you allow him to come in, save your soul. Hallelujah. Make you whole. Hallelujah. And then use you for his glory. Because he has a plan and he has a purpose.
Yeah.
And he has a destiny for you to fulfill.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. God is checking us out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's looking at us. Hallelujah. Because when he went to be with the Father, he told us that he would leave us. Hallelujah. In the hands of Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To lead, guide us, to check us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To teach us.
Praise
Hallelujah. To bring us into all truth. Hallelujah. And I could say so much more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to close. Hallelujah. But he will break the chains. Hallelujah. You don't have to be chained in bondage. Hallelujah.
Right.
You can be set free.
Yeah.
Free to live for Christ. Free to love him. Free to love your fellow man. Hallelujah.
Thank
love your family. Love your neighbor. Hallelujah.
Thank
Even your enemy.
Thank you.
Because
Jesus.
The kind of love,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, that he puts into us is a love that surpasses any other kind of love. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
His love
God.
Is agape love. His love is unconditional. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you want that kind of love? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That you can love everybody. They don't have to look like you. They don't have to be like you. They don't have to act like you.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
But just know that he died for everybody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
no
yes.
matter where you came
yes,
from, no
Jesus.
Matter what you look like,
yes.
hallelujah, and no matter what you have done, hallelujah, hallelujah, he yet loves you
yes,
for who
does.
You are.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to turn this back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook now. Hallelujah. And I pray and I hope that something that I said today will instill hope in someone's life. Because when we can instill hope, hallelujah, people can latch on to faith and really believe, hallelujah, God for who he really is and for what he what he really did for our sake. God bless you.
Amen. And to God be the glory. What a what an anointed rhema word we have heard on today about being walking in freedom with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, you have heard the word. And now I'm going to bring forth the person that is always telling us that once we have heard the word, then we are responsible for living the word. So right now I'm going to call forth our very own Evangelist Kathy Horton, and she is going to extend to you an invitation. not to a church, not to a building. She is going to invite you into a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that you too can walk in that glorious freedom. So, Evangelist Kathy, please come forward.
God bless you, saints, and everybody's listening. God bless the message, and God bless the messenger. Beautiful,
yes.
beautiful.
Yes.
We are free in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, if you have not, or if you want to have been free, you can be set free. She's already told you in the book of Isaiah what Jesus did to set you free. This season, the Christmas season, showed you how he came. He loved us so much, he came down, whereas to set us free in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
so if you have any addiction, cigarettes, weed, alcohol,
whatever
it is, steal, hatred, porno, whatever, stubbornness, mean-spirited, you can be set free. Because, see, you don't have to be like that because Jesus paid the price. He paid the price because he loved you before you even knew him. He loved you before we were born. He loved you before the foundation of the earth. See, if you're listening to this program right now, this is not an accident, nor is it a coincidence.
He wants
to shed his love on you right now. And I'm going to pray for you right now that you receive him this day. He's going to set you free. Even disease, heartache, whatever it is, you can be set free today if you repeat these and remember what I said. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are listening, as I stated earlier, it's not a coincidence and not an accident, but you brought them here for a purpose. I ask you to make yourself real to them in the name of Jesus, and they will receive you as their Lord and Savior, and they will walk according to your word. Let them confess with their mouth, out loud, and believe in their heart that you are Lord and Savior, that you desire their lives and to come to you in the name of Jesus. So I ask you to bless them according to your will and your purpose. Now, I'm going to have you repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins.
Mm-hmm.
I now receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for receiving me and making yourself real to me. In the name of Jesus. And I give you the glory as I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Darling,
amen.
Those who said that,
amen.
Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family, because now I just have new brothers. Thank you, Jesus, and I thank God for you, and that you, excuse me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Light to your path.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my dear sister. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, this we all know this is the last Sunday of 2021. And if you are in our sanctuary right now and you just want to give God some praise for being free in him, if you just want to, hallelujah, bless somebody else by telling them Happy New Year, you can press your 1. And I will respond to you by first your area code and then the last 4 digits of your phone number. We are especially inviting all servant leaders, all visiting servant leaders. If you are in the house and you would like to have a word, we do not want to be remiss in giving you that opportunity. But since it is the last Sunday of the year, I'm going to go through the house. And I'm just going to allow the anointed servant leaders here at the Spirit Alive Network to give you a parting word for 2021. Let us begin with Minister Tina.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that message from Apostle Zeta about giving us freedom by walking with you and your Son, Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. I am just so thankful for 2021, so thankful of the things that have come and gone, still walking with Christ. I just can't thank him enough for the blessings he's given me. And I am just so thankful that I am here with the Spirit Alive Ministry and that I am able to grow every day because of my love for Jesus And I pray for people who are listening, they may have those same feelings and be able to love Christ in all that they do. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Amen. Michelle, come on in the room, doll.
Thank you. First, I would like to thank Apostle Zeta for remaining true to herself and always coming through with a message that resonates all of our souls, because she just gets
yes.
straight to it.
Yes.
And
better,
just straight
better.
To it. We can always understand it. I thank God for his love and selflessness that he has just continues to cover me and my family with throughout the entire 2021. I thank him for all of my family members and friends and all of my Spirit Alive family. I thank him for all of the listeners, and I pray that they would continue to listen and tune in the new year. And I ask God to continue to cover them all over the world and
yes.
let them know we're going to continue to love on them just as Jesus continues to love on us. I just love you all, and I thank you all, and I thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come
Amen.
On in the room.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Apostle Zeta, you know how much I love you. I love you. I love you. And this message today was right on the mark. I want to be freer in 2022.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank God for that mess. Reminded me that freedom is so important to us. And we need
yes.
to be free in Christ. We can be free out here in the world, but I want to be freer in Christ and know him
yes.
more and more and be like him more and more. And I want to leave a little morsel for the young people, Bishop, if I could, real quick. You know, when Christ healed the lepers, there were so many of them, but only one of them came back to thank him for healing them. But see, we pray for healing, but what we don't always get from Christ is that he can also make us whole. See, he didn't make the other lepers that didn't come back to thank him. He only made the one leper whole. See, they went away with toes missing and fingers missing and nose missing, the ones that didn't come back to thank him. But he made the one leper that came back to thank him, he gave him his toes back, his fingers back. All that leprosy had ate away from him. Young people, remember to thank God for all he can do for you. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Evangelist Kathy, come on in the room.
Excuse me. God bless you again. My desire, my prayer for all of us is that we examine ourselves and what we brought and not bring that old mess into the new year.
Come on.
But be free. And walk mm-hmm. holy and upright, as the word said. And that we grow in the Lord, especially I've been praying that for me also. But to be honest first, to be honest with ourselves and where our shortcomings
yes.
are. Ask God to forgive you, and let's move forward. Because just, can you imagine, everybody's, I'm going to be quick now. Everybody's right now on the Spirit of Life that's listening. And we do this, and we're on one accord. What can't
yes.
we accomplish
Amen.
In the Lord? What can't
yes.
we accomplish when we're on one accord? So God bless
you.
Let's get ready for next year, God willing. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, beautiful sister. All right, saints of God, there's still time for you to press your one and come on in the room. We don't want to overlook you. So if you would like to have a word this morning, please press your one, and I'll bring you into the service. But if not, let us go on to our anointed speaker of the day, Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah.
Man.
Apostle Zeta, any closing words
for
2021?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. What am I to do?
No, give us some closing comments for 2021. You have anything
to
leave
for
2021? Yes.
Yes, I'll be happy to. Amen. Amen. I praise and thank God for 2021. It was not all a bad year. Praise God. The Lord moved and did some great things in 2021, yes. And I am thankful. But as we go into 2022, hallelujah, I'm praying that we all will go into it, hallelujah, in a more powerful way. God has empowered us, and so definitely we can walk in his power, and we can get the things done that he has given us to do. Praise
right.
God. And I believe even in a greater way. I believe
yes.
that in 2022, many of us are going to go forth and do the greater works that he said to do, or
that's
said
right.
that we will do. Amen. We're going
right.
to obey
that's
God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And just simply do the things that he says do. Set ourselves apart. Hallelujah. Spend more time with him. Hallelujah. Be on our face more. Turn our plates over more. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And be ready. Hallelujah. To do the greater things that he has called us to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. I just come thanking God this morning for keeping me through 2021.
Yes.
I know I can testify this morning that God is truly a keeper. Amidst all the confusion and all of the complaining, amidst all of the chaos, I praise God that he has given me that peace that I prayed about earlier today.
Thank
I want to thank God for everything that he is doing through and for this ministry. This ministry
Amen.
Is heard all over the world. But I am not going to be satisfied until these programs are heard by every nation and spoken in every tongue. There is more for us to do in 2022. There are more that God wants more from us and of us in 2022.
Yes.
We've been talking about the Christmas season. We've been talking about living Christmas every day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we need to do that in every way. So, Father God, I just want to
right.
thank you. Master, I just want to thank you for hope. I want to thank
yes.
you, Father
yes.
God, for allowing us to place our hopes, our dreams, our desires
yes.
in your hands. And you
yes.
taking those hopes, dreams, and desires, and you turn them into something great and wonderful that blesses
yes,
your people.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes.
I just thank God for humility. Hallelujah. Because
Lord.
When we humbly walk with him, we are elevated to the utmost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We will trip over blessings.
Yes,
so as
Lord.
We walk into 2022, let us walk into 2022 knowing that we have a solid, healthy, loving relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
as
Lord
Apostle
Jesus.
Zeta said, let us go forth, be on our face, let us pray, let us study
yes.
that word.
Yes,
let us
yes.
be, do as the evangelist Cassie says, let us go forth and get busy
yes.
for the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Oh,
let us take the admonishment of Minister Tina and Evangelist Michelle, hallelujah, to
yes.
love more and to do more for
yes.
others. Hallelujah. Let
yes,
us be
Lord.
About our Father's business in 2022.
Yes.
So I just want to I'm going to seal this message up because when we talk about freedom, hallelujah, I have seen far too many Christians in bondage when we ought to be free. We ought
yes.
to want to be free, as Apostle Zeta said.
Yes.
We should want to
yes.
give our all to the Lord. So, most gracious and heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this anointed message that we have heard. Lord, may
yes.
we take this message and apply it to our daily lives. I want to thank you for every comment from every servant leader, Father God. Because, Lord, together we present the whole package. Together, Lord God, we paint the whole picture. So, Lord God,
yes.
I want to thank you for using us all mightily this morning for your purpose
yes.
and glory. We pray, Lord
yes.
God, that your children who are called yes. by your name will truly come to know and believe that they are free. They lack nothing. There is nothing impossible for you. Hallelujah. And once we have been freed in you, we are free indeed. Nothing can no longer hold us down. Nothing can no longer bind us. No chains can keep us. Hallelujah. No walls can contain us, Father God.
Oh God.
When we are truly standing in you. Because we know, God, that you will come in and shake the very foundation. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
For one of your own.
Yes.
So, Father God, I just want to thank you for the anointed servant. Thank you for the message. Continue to bless her and her household of faith. Lord, continue to bless all the mighty ministers here at Spirit Alive. Bless our listeners, oh God. May we walk into the new year with wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding.
Yes.
Of who you are and all that you can do. And,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
we just ask that you continue. If we fall short, if you please, do not give up on us, Lord God, because it is not out of rebellion, but out of our humanity. So, Lord, continue to forgive us. Continue to clean us up. Continue to stand up in us in a way that everyone will know that we belong to you. May we love one another as you have commanded. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
May we walk in righteousness and holiness as you have commanded.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that people might be saved not only by your holy word, but by the testimonies of our lives, being well-lived and well-pleasing to you. It is in Jesus' holy, matchless name I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Hallelujah,
thanks
to God. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and at this time, we are going to ask our beloved Mother Mitchell to come forth and read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We are so happy that you all joined us here today on the Spirit Alive Network. We pray that you truly heard something that blessed your soul, uplifted your spirits, and caused you, has caused you to live a more abundant life in Christ. We pray that you continue to now acknowledge Christ in all that you do.
Oh, yes.
And that you have a beautiful, blessed, and prosperous new year. From all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we love you, God bless you, and go in peace. Amen. You are dismissed.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
saints
of God. Beautiful worship.
Love you
all. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Be blessed.
Love you. Merry Christmas.
Love you, Sister Harton.